Let's see. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Oh, how can you be in two places at once when you're not anywhere at all? Dun, bum, bum. I think I'll give this old baby a spin on the freeway.
Wrong way. Entering freeway.
Here we go.
This is Bill Smith in Virginia Beach, Virginia, recording a drive-by for my introduction. I've never done this before, and I'm not so sure how well it's going to work. I've got my iPad recording, the downloaded voice recorder app that I've never used before, but it promises to be able to export, and I'm on my way. The introduction to this drive-by was courtesy of Fire Sign Theater from their early 1970s record album, How Can You Be in Two Places at Once When You're Not Anywhere at All? If you're not familiar with Fire Sign Theater, I think you should give them a try. Just search them out on the internet. Well, my drive is about 3 miles from my home in a suburban area of Virginia Beach. I'm mostly suburban driving on a 4-lane roadway. I'll be going to my job at ECPI University. In fact, that's part of my introduction, why I'm here at DS-106. DS-106 came into my life, if you want to put it that way. Several weeks ago, listening to and viewing Alan Levine, the Cog Dog himself, as he was presenting at a conference in Honolulu, Hawaii, from his home in Strawberry, Arizona. The conference was on online education, and to tell you the truth, up to this point, I hadn't seen anything about digital storytelling and had never particularly heard of MOOCs, which is kind of interesting considering that I earned a master's in educational technology in the year 2000. I did that online through Walden University, and most of the program was good, sound educational theory and practice. The educational technology part of it was a bit weak, especially in light of today's technology. But a lot has happened in the last decade or so, especially the last few years, the growth of the open online environment. So that's what I want to learn about. I anticipate it'll help me in my own teaching, and it'll help me in my own personal endeavors for creativity. My teaching has been primarily in seat, with some classes in a blended or hybrid format, meeting one day a week in class, and one day a week as a hybrid online assignments. But I haven't felt that I've adequately incorporated newer technologies, so I'm starting to experiment with that. What keeps me at DS-106? Well, I think it's a number of things. Partly it's the community that's formed, it's ongoing and in flux. Partly it's the ability to experiment with the technologies, get advice, digging through the archives, learning on my own, and learning by the assignments that are made. I wouldn't have pictured myself as watching Twilight Zone episodes, and especially analyzing them for their storytelling value, taking clips and making animated GIFs out of them. And yes, I did say GIF, the way I have for years. But having a forum like DS-106 that's open, that's supportive, that's artistic and creative, as well as educational, it gives me insight, gives me opportunity to experiment. And I think that's what everybody who continues to participate sees. I'm probably the oldest person in this class. I've served in the Navy for 20 years, but I retired 21 years ago. So that's a significant portion of life. 20 years in the Navy, working in electronics. Electronics have changed a lot in the 40 years since I began that. And the last 5 years I was in the Navy, I was teaching computer technology. And that's what I've been doing ever since. So since I'm almost at work now, got my final left turn light and about another half mile, three quarters of a mile down a single road to go, I'm going to go ahead and sign out.
DS-106 for life.